You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There's a set of questions that we as speakers use regularly and that we may not realize have their own special name or tag, so to speak.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English Professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
So when you mentioned tag questions, I've got to say I had no idea what you meant, but this is one of those where the second you explained it to me, I went, one of those.
One of those. And I'm going to explain it in a really annoying way. You know what a tag question is, don't you? Tag questions are helpful, aren't they? These questions all have tag questions, right?
They're kind of annoying, too, don't you agree?
All of those ended with that little tag question, asking for confirmation, or they can do some other things. And there are a couple of interesting things we can talk about with tag questions. The first one is how they are formed, and the second one is how do they function, and do they express lack of confidence? We'll come back to the second one. Let's start with the first one. How do they work? In English, we have a couple of kinds of tags. One is the invariant tag. This would be a tag like right, where it doesn't change. Whatever the statement is, I say, it's going to be sunny tomorrow, right? And I will say, I am aware that when I teach, I overuse that as a tag with students in the middle of me talking about something. Other invariant tags would be things like yes, no, eh. These would all be invariant tags. Then we have the tag questions that are dependent on the grammar of the sentence or the clause that comes before them. In other words, you are dependent on the verb or the auxiliary verb in that. Let's take an example like, you know the answer. And if I want to put a tag on that, it will be, you know the answer, don't you? Now, there are a couple of interesting things going on there. One is I have to stick in this auxiliary do to make the question. But the more interesting one to me is that I reversed the polarity. I reversed the negation on it. You know the answer. That's a positive statement. Don't you? So I put on a negative tag. If I said, you don't know the answer, do you?
That's really strange.
And that's how you make a generic, a sort of neutral tag question, is that you reverse the negation on it. If I don't do that, something really funny happens. If I say, you know the answer, do you? Now I have suddenly introduced skepticism into this conversation.
I really don't know now.
And you can hear it in other versions. I'm wrong, am I? You can speak French, can you? And if someone says, you can speak French, can you? I immediately expect that they're going to break into French and test me. As opposed to, you can speak French, can't you? Which is just a confirmation that I can do that. Now, tag questions are often associated with less powerful language, with the idea that by asking the tag, I need confirmation, affirmation from you that I am right. And that is certainly one of the things they can do. They can also invite other people in, which is why you'll often see tag questions in teaching, where we're inviting students into the conversation. But we can imagine tag questions that are not without confidence. Let's imagine I am talking to students and I say, you're going to turn that in on Monday, aren't you?
It sounds a little threatening.
There's nothing that says, I need your affirmation for me to feel better. I would also say that intonation is really important with tag questions. I'm going to say the same tag question with two different intonation patterns, and you can see what you think. You're going to work again this weekend, aren't you?
You sound like you're accusing me of something.
Versus, you're going to work again this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, that sounds a little nicer.
Or, like, it would be okay if you worked again this weekend, as opposed to the first one where not okay.
Not okay, yep.
In other words, tag questions are more complicated in all the different things that they can do in a conversation. They can be sarcastic. They can be authoritative. They can not be authoritative. They can do all those things.
Well, I think that about wraps it up, right, Ann?
You and your final tags.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.